leading our news this morning. A massive international relief effort is now underway in the Philippines as Typhoon Haiyan bears down on Vietnam. More than 600,000 people have been evacuated from Vietnam's coastal areas, and six people in that country have already died. But in the Philippines, at least 10,000 people are feared dead. That's in the province of Leyte after the superstorm cut a swathe of devastation across the region. Federal politicians are gathering in Canberra for tomorrow's opening of the 44th Parliament. Legislation to repeal the carbon price will be at the top of the government's agenda. Labor's caucus is expected to endorse a shadow cabinet decision to reject the legislation unless it's linked to an emissions trading scheme. Immigration Minister Scott Morrison has denied that the government's asylum seeker policy is in trouble. Mr Morrison has confirmed that Indonesia has rejected two attempts to turn back asylum seeker boats. The opposition says the government's policy has been shot to pieces. Defence investigators have boarded HMAS Ballarat to begin their inquiries into sexual assault allegations. Several sailors were taken off the ship. Defence says it won't make any more public statements until the investigation is complete. And as Australia prepares to commemorate Remembrance Day, services have been held across Britain and other Commonwealth countries. The Queen laid a wreath at the Cenotaph in central London.